When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
We would like to acknowledge that this podcast meeting is being held on Aboriginal land, the land of the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation, and we would like to pay respect to their elders past, present and emerging, and their multiple birth parents of children with disabilities. And this week is a Snap Pete episode 27.
This podcast contains truth, laughter and the occasional F word, so it's not suitable for work or parenting.
True.
Or listening when your mum's around. So put your earbuds in. Hi, Mandy.
Hello, Kate.
I love me a snap pea.
Me too. I'm looking forward to hearing some speak pipes.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Yeah, we love hearing your voices. You can send them anytime.
That's
and
right.
When we get a bank of them, we just record one of these episodes.
So in the Hangout, someone said, how do we do that? So let's explain. If you go to our website, twopeasinapodcast.com.
.au.
.au, is it?
Yep.
If you're on your phone, it'll come up on the right-hand side.
Yes.
It'll say send a voicemail.
Yes, it does.
Right?
Like,
but if you're on your computer, it'll go to contact us.
Yes.
And then it's in there.
Yes.
Okay.
So it's on the
really
website.
Really easy.
It is. It is. If we can find it, anyone can find it.
And you can re-record it before you actually have to send it. So if you think, oh, that didn't work. So don't be scared.
Yeah, go for it.
I love it.
We love them and it's super fun.
Yeah.
And actually, last weekend I was in Canberra and I met Jude.
Yes.
And she said when we first played her, she listened to it like 5 times.
Oh.
So you love them. We love them.
Yes.
Send them in, please.
Yeah, of course.
So we've got a little tiny bit of housekeeping.
We
is
do.
That what we should
Quite
say?
A lot of housekeeping.
As housewives.
Yes.
That no one is. Because who married a house? Can
no.
you tell me where that phrase even came from?
Kate.
I mean, I do take this house for the rest of my life.
Oh, feels like it.
I mean, it does feel like it, but.
Well, I should be a washing wife then.
Yeah, I know. Where did the term housewife? I know you're a wife who stays home, but you're not married to a house.
Well, perhaps women were.
Well, maybe.
And maybe I still am.
Anyway, I don't like the phrase, but we have got housekeeping.
Yes, let's go.
Peekeeping.
Housekeeping.
So the first thing is we want to talk about Pee Week.
Yes. International Pee Week.
International
Pee Week. Someone said to me, you didn't even just say Australian Pee Week. You said international.
Well, I mean, this podcast is listened
That's right.
by people all over the world. We can't help it if we're internationally famous.
Yeah, well, I mean, maybe we should have said universal Pee Week.
Universal. We're going the whole universe. I mean, if Americans can have like their World Series baseball when they're the only country that plays,
yes.
why can't we have Universal Pee Week?
Okay.
Who's to say there aren't people on other planets listening?
Exactly.
You know?
Okay. International, universal, whatever.
Yeah, so International Pee Week is really the 3rd of May till the 9th, which is Mother's Day.
That's right.
So it's a week where we celebrate all things pee and acknowledge that Mother's Day can be tricky.
Yeah, that's right.
And we'll give you something else to listen to and think about. And we're going to try and put an episode out every day that week.
I know. Whose idea was that?
Oh, that's definitely yours.
We'll try our best.
We'll try. We're mediocre.
Yeah.
If you get it, you get it.
Yeah, that's right.
And we're going to culminate in our first live show.
Yes.
In Yarraville.
That's right.
Tickets are selling. Yes. So you actually do have to buy them. I'm not making it up.
No, we're not making that up because there's limits because of coronavirus.
COVID, yes. Yeah. So they move all the time, those limits, but you have to book them because we need all that information so that we know how many people can fit in the room.
Yeah, that's right.
So, yeah, you can't sort of maybe so not last
you.
Minute.
Thank you for the people that have bought them already.
Yes, so you're our favourites.
Yes, front row for you.
That's right. We promise we won't pull you up on the stage and do any improv.
No, we absolutely will not.
We'll not shame anyone.
Well, no.
No, we won't.
No, we won't.
No, we won't.
Not improv.
No. Nothing worse than going to, not comedy, but going to a comedy and like, don't look at me.
Please, no.
Yeah. Scholarship's always like, I hate going with you because I laugh really loud.
Yeah, so then they think you're the person.
Yeah. Oh. Can't help it. I don't know how to quiet my laugh.
I know.
So also for P Week, we will have merch. It's not out yet. But it's coming. The merch people are working on it, and we'll have something that says International P Week.
Yeah, / Universal.
Universals.
It'll be international. Yep.
So you can buy that, and the money from that will also go help to fund the booklet.
That's right. Which we're going to launch. Exactly. Mm.
So there might be some special guests at the live show that were involved in the booklet. Who knows?
Yes.
I mean, I can't say.
I know. Very exciting.
Very, very exciting. So we want you to – you can go on our website, which is – what is it, Mandy?
Oh, two peas in a – no?
Yeah, that's it.
twopeaspodcast.com.au.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
And you can order tickets to the live show.
Yes, you can. They're both there. So
and the merch.
The Yarraville show and the Ringwood show.
Yes. So easy to do.
My friends are all like, Ringwood. You're so great. I was like, I know. I fought for it.
Maroondah is being represented. That's
sure
all I want to say. So
sure
the mighty Maroondah. The suburb that I live in, no one's ever heard of. And so I always have to be like, have you heard of Ringwood? And they're like, yep. And I'm like, yep.
Okay, that's where we are.
And that's where our show's going to be. So
yeah, that's right.
Yeah, most people have heard of Ringwood.
You can get off the freeway there. It's pretty easy.
It's pretty easy. Yeah. Karralika's right near the end of the freeway. So
really
don't be scared if you live on the other side of the city.
No,
you've missed Yarraville.
You're just going to come through the tunnel and it's right there.
Look, if you get there early, you might even get to see Ringwood Lake.
No longer Daisy's. Gone.
No, Daisy's is gone, which
the
is a shame.
The big hotel, yeah.
Was our over 28s hookup joint.
Molly was upset when we drove past. She said, what about the nuggets? Oh, I was like, I know. We had a lot of nuggets there. Anyway. Yeah.
Anyway, and if you haven't ordered Nellie's book, some mums, maybe go and do it.
She's got about, at this point, about 190 more to go to just
and
guarantee.
And then the book's going
to
be launched, which will be so exciting. So. Yes. Have a think if you, got a spare $10 or $20. I don't even know how much it costs.
Yeah, I can't remember. Yeah.
And if you order a couple, you can get one signed.
Look,
if
mum wants one.
I can't believe.
I shared it on my Facebook page. Mum's like, can you buy one for me and I'll give you the money back? And I was like,
I reckon we should like put stickers over there and write other words
the swear
on.
Words.
Yeah.
I said to Nellie, you might have to sign that one.
Yeah. So where it says like, you know, some mums like it up the bum, we should say some mums like ironing. And we should just put stickers on it and she'll think.
Exactly what we have to do.
That's what I reckon. So.
Okay, all right. That's good, Kate.
We'll have our own some mums for Marg.
Brilliant.
We also wanted to tell you we're going to have a tiny break in May and July.
Which will be around the live shows and after International Pee Week because we are going to record our audiobook.
Which we can't believe.
We can't believe it.
I can't. Apparently it's really tiring.
A microphone for 4 hours.
Four hours.
I can probably do it.
I probably. We'll come back and tell you if it's compared to our life, it's tiring.
Oh my gosh. It's going to take 2 weeks. So we just think we better just not record that week and just concentrate on that. So
we have to know our limits.
But we might re-put up an episode.
Yeah, so we thought maybe we'll put up like the pilot, maybe empathy, I know the rectum comments, the non-rectum comments, people loved them. So yeah. Some of you newbies, hello and welcome, haven't heard those. So we thought maybe we'd do that.
Yeah.
Just to give people, you know, I think you'd just miss us.
Anyway, we'll do some social media of us recording the audiobook. I mean.
Oh, we sure will.
Yeah. I just think I'm going to laugh and cry through it. I don't know how we're going to do it.
I don't know either.
Yeah, because it's very different to this.
Very different.
I know, like proper professional.
Proper. I think I'm going to really mess up all the time.
Me too.
Yeah, because reading's very different from talking.
It really is.
Even you should hear how long it takes us to do an ad. I'm not joking.
You just don't know. When you hear us reading an ad, I've said this to all my friends, that is a lot of time.
So, I think sometimes it takes the sound engineer more effort to edit those than the whole fucking podcast. I don't want to alarm you, Penguin, but
and Acast, sorry. Well, they don't know.
They don't know either.
But we try our very best.
We really do try our very best, but it's just so easy to talk and so
Look,
hard to read.
Look, we're just ad-libbers, you know.
We are.
Also, thank you to everybody who listened to me on the ABC on Friday.
Yes, Mandy was amazing.
Yeah, it was tricky. I was just time pressured. They're like, Matthew Live P's like, right, it's going to be 3:05 on a Friday. I was like, okay.
Could there be a worse time? I love you, ABC Melbourne, but 3:05 to a parent who has to pick up kids from school.
So I got Molly. I just had the packet of salt and vinegar chips even open. That's how time pressured
this
I was.
This is the amazing parent she is.
Well, really. I mean, I just had to open the chips. But
no,
anyway.
But still.
And then I said to her, we just got to get home. She's like, come on, Mum. And then, of course, a train line. I'm like, no.
Oh, yes.
And then I just get there. I just pull in the driveway. She gets out of the car and I say, hello. Onto the ABC.
She sounded so calm. You had no idea all that was going on.
Like that duck was pedaling under the water, I tell you. But and thank you. I got so many messages, people saying you were awesome.
You were really good.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So,
it was really fun to make him laugh. Yeah,
and,
it was fun.
You know,
it was nice.
It actually was fun.
It was, yeah. So, yeah, and in July we will be having a couple of weeks off because we're actually launching the book. And so assuming people buy it, we might do a little book tour.
I don't know. But
we don't know about that.
But we're just sort of blocking out
Well,
it's a Victorian July school holiday.
Yes,
There'll be a little bit of a break in there.
Yeah. And
just to give you a warning.
We had last winter and maybe this winter, who knows, we were in lockdown and we couldn't even leave the house in the July school holidays. So maybe this year we might actually take our children beyond 5Ks from our house. So
yeah, that's right.
We'll
see what happens.
Yeah, we'll just see what happens.
Yeah.
But, you know, if we're locked down, we'll be back here.
Yeah. You might get 3 episodes a week if we go back to it. Also sending love to all the New South Wales and Queensland peas that are in extreme flooding.
Just so hard, and animals passing away and no power. How do you do that?
Yep, and we've had call-outs in the hangout for help for families. So we're thinking of you,
and we really know what it's like
for a country to ignore you. So
yeah, we really do.
We really do.
Yeah, we get it.
We will never do that again. That makes me want to cry thinking about that.
Yeah.
But, oh, goodness.
We know.
Water just shows no mercy, you know.
So
it just
horrible.
Goes into everything. And then the mice.
I know, the
like
mice.
A plague of
and
mice.
The spiders.
And the spiders.
Millions of spiders.
Don't listen to that, Americans, because they're like, we're never coming to Australia. There's so many spiders. And then you're like, I've never seen one. And then there's plagues.
Yes. Well, they're not. They breed in spring and summer. And so they're under the ground. And then the rains come. So they've had to come up. So anyway, don't Google those images if you don't live in Australia.
Anyway, let's get this. Is that all we've done for our
I think we've done all of the pea keeping.
Okay.
Yes.
Sorry if that's a bit boring for you, but, you know, we like to keep you in the loop.
We do like to keep you in the loop, and we don't want any surprises. And people go, why weren't you there? We gave you forewarning that we might be having a couple of weeks off.
People will still say it, Kate.
I know they will.
Yeah.
Because like us, you just forget everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Okay, let's hear from people.
Hello, it's Molly. I just don't like the mum's not first on the book page. So
when I showed her the cover of the book, The Invisible Life of Us, she said,
why is not mum's name first?
Yes. And I said, good question. And what did you say? Sorry, we're having a Slurpee.
Stop. I don't know.
You said, okay, forget it. We're in Slurpee Town. But anyway, there you go.
Bye.
Bye. First thing she said.
That's amazing. Like,
wasn't that really?
Yes.
That was just.
That's some slurp for you.
I said, let's say that. That sounds
well,
funny.
You can tell her that I'm really glad I'm first.
I know.
So normally, so you know, funny. Kate's like, I don't mind, but.
No, this one.
I don't actually. I don't care.
No, that's of course. Funny. I don't care either. Very, but it was so funny. Funny. And so yeah. She just picked that up straight away.
Yeah.
She didn't even say anything else.
Don't hate me, Molly.
I know.
It's actually the publisher's fault.
That's right. But we agreed from the start, alphabetical order.
Yeah.
So that's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, we did.
Well, hoses before Jones.
No, but Kate.
H-I-J.
Well, I was going from your name, Kate to Mandy. You should see how I store things.
This, it's a miracle. I don't know if you believe in miracles, but the fact that this book got to the publishers, we both forgot chapters, things missing, and then be like, oh, hang on, no, that's the first draft. Just ignore that. I'll resend it. Oh, my goodness. They must just be like, we have never dealt with anyone like this.
Oh, just, my goodness.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I know.
Hi, Kate and Mandy.
Hello.
It's Leah here. I am a professional. Ah. I was going to send you a speak pipe just before I started my night shift, which would probably have been a better idea, but I forgot. And so now here I am after working a night shift in the emergency department.
Oh, my goodness.
Just wanted to let you know I listened to your lovely episode with the mums who had babies with Down syndrome.
Yes.
And
Kate and JoJo.
I often listen in the car on my way to work. And I got to work and there was a beautiful little pea shoot baby with Down syndrome. Oh. And I had the pleasure of looking after that little. Thanks for reminding me not to be as much of a rectum.
Oh.
And I hope I did my best for that little pea shoot and his beautiful parents as well. Also wanted to say as a professional, you guys are pretty up there in the experience level now, and I reckon you should take credit for all of your experience and don't underestimate yourselves in terms of your ability to give advice because you guys are experts in your field. So thanks again for the amazing podcast and keep it up.
Oh, thank you, Leah.
Thank you. But this is not an advice podcast. Mandy and I do not give advice. We give opinions.
No, but we've been pulled up by people saying stop putting ourselves down and all that sort of stuff.
Look,
so,
if Melbourne Uni want to give us an honorary doctorate,
look,
okay,
I'll take
we'll
it.
Take it. Or Monash, Deacon.
Oh, look,
I'm not fussy. ACU.
That's right. I'll go to any of them. Yep. You know, I'll take a diploma from
I don't
from
know
a
if Fontana TAFE gives an honorary anything.
I know.
But I could walk there.
I know. Thank you, Leah.
Thank you.
Hi, Kate and Mandy.
Hi.
It's Rose.
Hi, Rose.
I feel like we are friends already.
Yes.
You ladies, oh, my goodness, what a difference you make in my life.
Oh.
Seriously, I'm sure that you are told this every day, telling you how amazing you are and the difference that you make to their life. But it's true, and people love telling you because you really are part of our lives.
Yeah.
Anyway, I guess I'm telling you that you make a difference because you do. Yeah. And being in the P tribe is, it's amazing how not feeling alone and knowing that other people are able to listen and able to share their stories too.
That's what we want.
It really does make a difference. If I'm completely honest, I cry a lot.
Yeah, we know.
So do we.
I cry for the mother that I that I wanted to be.
Yes.
And that I'm not.
I understand.
I cry for the plans that I had that will never be. I cry for him and seeing his constant struggles and his constant anxiety, which grows as he does.
Yes.
I cry for my other kids who are sometimes overlooked, or all the time overlooked, because their needs, they're not as loud or as urgent as my son. And I cry for my marriage that suffers under the pressure
of course.
Of trying to be the right mum for him and do the right things. I cry for myself and the sheer weight of carrying a family.
Yeah, I know. It's heavy.
And making sure everyone's okay.
Yes.
No, it's nearly impossible.
Oh, I cry for how fucking hard the simple things are. Just the simple things.
Yeah.
Brushing teeth.
Yes.
And getting to bed and eating dinner. All the parts of the day that come again and again and again.
They really do.
And I cry because I never feel enough.
I know.
I cry because I don't know if I have the strength to handle today, let alone tomorrow.
I know, 15 minutes.
And I also cry because the love that I have for him,
I know.
It makes my insides burn a protective ferociousness that goodness. I never knew existed within me. And I cry because all of this, everything that's happened in the last 7 years, it has stripped me to my core.
Yep.
I feel like it's broken me.
Yes.
Yep.
And it's forcing me to face myself and who I am at my most vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's, all right, that's enough. Enough of the tears.
Oh, no, that's okay.
Sorry, ladies. Yeah,
never say sorry for crying.
I don't want to take up too much time, but okay, I'm going to tell you something funny.
Oh, good.
Because, you know, I'm not sure if this is appropriate, but
oh, well, go
I
for
laugh
it.
A lot. I do live with a 2.5, 4.5, and a 7.5-year-old.
Yeah, you do laugh
so
a lot.
So there is a lot of silly things said in my house.
Yes.
But one that I recall quite vividly is when, because they're little and they're young and they just talk about poo all the time.
Yeah.
You know, kids talk about poo and wee and bum all the time and they just think it is so funny. Anyway, so they'll say, "Dad eats poo," and then they'll laugh and then they'll say, you know, "Mum drinks wee."
Yeah.
Anyway, one day my 7-year-old said, "I'm going to eat your vagina, Mum." And my husband was in the room and he turned around with a very serious face and looked at his son and said, "Well, you've just gone too far. You shouldn't say that. That's not okay. You don't say you're going to eat your mum."
Hang on, there's a second part.
You can't say you're going to eat your mum.
You've gone too far now.
I understand.
You don't say you're going to eat your mum's vagina. Well, of course, telling the children that they couldn't say something or shouldn't say something totally egged them on, and they thought that was hilarious. So then my 4-year-old daughter says, "Yeah, I'm going to eat your vagina too." And the 2-year-old, me too. And, of course, my 7-year-old Peashoot says, no. "You are not going to eat mum's vagina." I said it first. I'm eating her vagina. The 4-year-old realizes, you know, she's been defeated and says, "Okay, I'll finish it after you." anyway, if you can't laugh at that, well, then you know, maybe we're not as good of friends as I thought. Anyway, ladies, thanks for changing my life and helping me feel less alone.
Tears everywhere. Oh.
Did Daddy offer to eat the vagina?
No, that was too serious.
Sorry, I have I am crying laughing.
That was fantastic.
I just want to say that is a perfect example of a pee.
Yes.
Broken, crying, yes. And then boom, to this hilarious story. That encapsulates the podcast.
Totally.
Thank you, Leah.
Yeah.
You're the best.
Yeah.
I mean, not Leah.
No.
Rose.
Yes.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, that was awesome. Just that was a turnaround time, just in one speak pipe. That's an example of it.
Yes.
Yeah.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, Mindy and Kate. It's Carmel here from Brisbane.
Hi, Carmel.
I'm a pee mum. I have a 7-year-old son who is ASD and ADHD. And as far as I know now, a neurotypical 5-year-old daughter who's just delightful. Yeah. And I was meaning to make this speak pipe earlier this morning, but we had our psychology appointment with my son before during school. So I've just dropped him back to school and I had to wear my sunglasses all through the school because I'd been crying.
Yes.
And the reason I've been crying is because our lovely psychologist is leaving the practice.
Oh.
And he has been just a wealth of information for me over the last couple of months. I mean, my son is only 7, so a 7-year-old seeing a psychologist, I mean, there's only so much a psychologist can do for a 7-year-old. So it was definitely more of a weekly chat to me and giving me strategies and coping mechanisms and a way to deal with Master 7.
Yeah.
And the fact that he is now leaving has just left me devastated.
I
walked out of the appointment and just burst into tears at the front reception desk, embarrassingly, and the receptionist came round and she gave me a big cuddle and she said, he's just told you, hasn't he? And I said, yes, what are we going to do, Kate? Yeah. Her name's Kate too. Good name. And she gave me a big hug and she just said, I'm a mum of 4 ASD kids. I get it. We're going to be okay. You're going to be okay. We're sourcing someone else, but we're going to be okay.
Good wise
and
woman.
She just gets it. She gave me a big hug and we had a big cry together. And then I left and was like, oh, that was not how I intended my morning to go. But I guess it's brought to light how much we rely on these people, these professionals, the professionals to you know, chat to and de-stress from. I had quite a stressful morning trying to get the kids ready for school, and speaking to our psychologist has just you know, reset me in a way that I'm like, right, okay, acknowledging you know, what we can control and what we can't control. And what I realize now I can't control is where he goes and what he does for work. And he has been given an amazing opportunity to work for someone, and you know, that's his prerogative to go and move forward. And
I know, that's but it's fine, still but sad.
It does leave me in a bit of a predicament, because now we have to try and build rapport with a new psychologist.
Yep.
And if you know someone who's ASD, you know that they don't cope well with change. So it is one of those things that I'm just highly, highly devastated about. But we're pee mums and we will move forward. The main reason for actually trying to make this speak pipe was in regards to the last Snap Pea. So I just listened to the Snap Pea number 26, and right at the beginning, Kate, you mentioned about Nellie Thomas's Some Mums, A Fat Mole's book. I've actually not read any of her other previous Some Mums, Some Kids, Some Boys, Some Girls books. But the way you spoke about it, it enticed me. So I followed the link to pledge to purchase. And I had the intent of purchasing one book. Mm-hmm. But Pease, if you haven't followed the link to pledge, please do, because you'll you'll find out why now. I am purchasing not one but two books.
Great. Yep.
When you click on the link to pledge, you're confronted with this list of monetary values. And I was a bit confused, but as I went through the list, I soon realized that you get categorized. So purchasing one book meant that it would be, I'd be classed as a basic mole. And I'm far from basic. So, yeah, purchasing two books now. So thanks for that.
You want mole status.
If the pledge page is anything to go by, I'm certain that the book will be just as funny.
Yeah,
so
it is funny.
I'm highly looking forward to getting that book. So I appreciate the putting us in touch with that, Nellie Thomas and her funny onlook.
It's awesome.
Outlook, I guess, outlook on life.
He's a pee mum too.
Distracted and I'm rambling because of, you know, this morning's events, but you guys can understand that.
Yeah. The whole podcast, Mandy, is rambling.
Keep doing your talking. Keep doing your snap peas and your chatting to people. I look forward to your podcast every Thursday and some Mondays, and it's just the highlight of my week to hear your voices. So please, please, please don't stop talking, and thanks again. Bye.
Thank you for your beautiful message.
Yes.
And her name is Scatterbrained.
That's what welcome into their group.
Yeah, you're really fitting here.
Yeah.
Hello, Pease. This is Kirsty from Canberra. Hello, Kate and Mandy. This is my second speak pipe now. I just recorded one and then there was an error, so I'm going to have to go again. The lovely Pease in the Hangout told me how to do a speak pipe, which I'm very appreciative of. So I have a beautiful pea, age 9, and I left my office job 2 years ago so that I would be able to be more flexible in my supports for him, getting him to where he needed to go and just being more present. And I found a job working as a support coordinator, which I didn't even know existed before then. So that allowed me a lot of flexibility to be around for all of my kids, but especially for my pea. I was talking to another mum at school who was on maternity leave and wasn't looking forward to going back to her office job, and told her that I had changed my way of working and found a flexible arrangement where I could work from home. So I caught up with her in the playground again a few weeks ago, and she told me that she was also not going back to her office job and had set up her own online store and that I had inspired her to do that. So I'm super proud that I was able to inspire another mum and that, you know, society's changing a little bit and we're finding these new ways of working. And the other thing was that I was speaking to the same mum again this morning, and she didn't know much about my pea. Our other children are in a younger grade together, and I was telling her a bit more about him and the different sort of therapies that we go to and different things we do. And like a lot of people, she sort of said, you know, he's so lovely and he's doing so well. But she also said, I know that must have been a long road and that must have been hard for you. And I felt really seen and really appreciate that someone could see that it has been hard even without knowing us through that time. So it's always wonderful when someone from outside or anywhere sees us for what we do. So keep up the good work, everyone. And thank you so much to Kate and Mandy for the amazing podcast. And I can't wait to see the live show when it gets around the country a bit more.
Hopefully.
Thank you. We will try and come to Canberra. Thank you.
I know we have a lot of chatterpeas in Canberra.
I feel like Canberra
is our place.
I think we can.
We need to go there. Okay.
We'll try.
Hi, Kate and Mandy. It's Jasmine.
Officially
midnight as I start this speak pipe. I started listening to your podcast in 2020. I think it's amazing.
Thank you.
I listen every week. Now I have, I'm like everybody else, I have to wait a whole week to hear the next podcast. I've just finished listening to the most recent one and they are always amazing. I always learn new things. I always get something out of them.
So do we.
Every week. It doesn't matter what it's about.
That's right.
Or who's talking. I always get something out of it. I love the hangout.
Yeah.
The hangout's where I go when I'm having a great day, when I'm having a not so great day.
Yeah, we love
it. Or when I just want to see what's happening in our everyday world.
Yes.
And when I say our everyday world, I'm actually referring to the hangout and everybody in it who knows that some days are diamonds and some days are stone. And it's just a toss-up every day mostly as to what sort of day it's going to be.
That's the truth.
But we all seem to be able to help each other. Yes. We all give each other not necessarily advice, but just to be there. It's like having somebody who's just happy to listen.
Yes.
And you know you're typing and people will read it.
Yes, they will.
And you know you can say what you really feel.
Yep.
Because there's sometimes when I think if I'm out and about, which is, you know, not that often, but particularly where I live, but I don't like being asked how I am because I just often answer with fine, thanks.
Yeah.
Because I think if I actually tell you how I am and what life is like for me today, I don't know whether you're actually wanting to hear the answer.
Yes, often
so
not. Hey?
There's not many people I will tell my truth to.
Yeah. Tell us.
I've got a few good friends that don't have disabilities but that I feel that I can tell my truth to. But in the hangout, I can tell my truth to everyone.
Yes.
And I know that everyone in that room, for some reason, whatever it may be, whether they're a peeling, a pea shoot, whatever, they know what life is really like.
That's true.
From good days to bad days and all that's in between.
Very proud of that.
Thank you guys for thinking up and sitting down and going, we are going to do this. We are going to do this podcast. There are so many people I have mentioned your podcast to and I've gone, you need to listen to Kate and Mandy. They tell it like it is.
Yeah.
If you ever feel like you don't know what to do or where to go, listen to Kate and Mandy, listen to their cry, laugh, make a difference because it really does make a difference. It really will make a difference in your day.
Oh, Jasmine.
And it really, truly makes a difference in my day.
Oh, goodness.
And for that, I thank you very much from the bottom of my heart.
Oh.
Okay, guys, I think it's time I actually went to bed. So I'm going to try. Thanks, guys.
No worries.
Goodness. Chat soon. Bye.
Goosebumps all up and down my back. Oh. Thank you, Jasmine.
Yes.
Very special.
And I hope you slept well.
Yeah, but thank you. We love having you in the hangout.
We do. Yep, the hangouts. It's the where the kaleidoscope hangs out.
It is where the kaleidoscope hangs out.
And everyone's awesome. I don't know how. It just makes me feel like the world's a better place.
Yes, it does, actually.
Yeah. Which is what we need at the
moment. Yes, we really do.
Hi, Kate and Mandy. Angie here from Bayesie North.
Oh, Bayesie North.
Yes, that makes us neighbourhood peas.
It does.
I'm a pea to my 17-year-old boy who has cerebral palsy. Just wanted to say hi.
Hi.
Thank you for this awesome podcast. I am super late to this pea party, so I apologize for that.
Oh, welcome.
I've started listening from the start.
Great.
And I am powering my way through trying to catch up with all the live shows, which I'm coming to and can't wait for. Hopefully I could get a chance to come up and say hello.
Oh, yes.
We talked to everybody.
At the end, definitely.
Your awesome work. It's just life-changing. This podcast really is life-changing. Listening to your journey has made me really reflect on my own, and I never realized how much I hid from others and how much I'd forgotten about. And anyway, my only regret is I didn't know about this during COVID, because I really would have loved to have listened then. I could have really done with the extra support. But anyway, all good now. Apologies for the voice. Went to the footy last night, first time, obviously, for over a year.
You had a lot to get out.
I think I just was extra yelling, had to get all those shits out. Thanks, guys. Love your work. Keep it up.
Thank you. Welcome.
Look, I do frequent Bayswater Woolies.
Oh, that's my favourite.
So
Woolworths.
Mine too.
Yeah,
it's
you
like
just
a
park
big 7-Eleven.
I know. Yeah, you always get a car
always
park.
Always get a car park. Doesn't have the full range.
No, but I'm okay
when you're
with
not
it.
A connoisseur
yeah,
like
it doesn't
me,
matter.
It doesn't matter.
I know. I go to the Aldi and then I go over there.
Oh, yeah.
So if you want to stalk me, that's where you'll find me. I'm usually in a tracksuit.
I'm not.
That Woolworths, I love it.
Oh, it's you can get a park out the front.
Yeah.
It's flat.
Yep.
Everything about it is great.
Yep.
There's a petrol station next
yep.
door.
There's lots of people with disabilities working in there.
Yes.
Yep.
It's heaps. Just an awesome Woolies.
Yeah. Yep. Other people would beg to differ.
Oh, people don't
people
like
tease
Facebook.
It.
I know. People
I know.
Do. I'm like, what do you mean? It's
I'm
the
looking
best.
At you, my friend. I won't say her name. In my book club who hates going there. Often I'll take a video of myself walking in and I'll send it to her.
Oh,
I'll be like, I know you hate this Woolworths.
Oh, I love it.
No, me too.
I can walk there.
Yeah, you could.
Yeah, it's quite close to walk. Yeah,
anyway,
I did walk during
no
lockdown.
No one else around.
Anyway, I know you all care about that. I'm just like, wow, what a beautiful message. Now, why are they talking about Woolies?
Because sometimes you're time poor and
yes.
to park somewhere and try to go into a massive shop.
Yes.
It's just too much.
Oh, it's too much. That's... And also, it's got pretty much everything you need.
It does.
Just had a message from the sound engineer going, and you can buy drugs around the back.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that.
The other thing about that one is it's next to a Dulux.
Yes,
right?
It is.
Now, what I'm going to say is it says trading centre on its sign out the front with a massive dog.
Yes.
Miss Ten said, can we go there and get dogs?
We trade your dog in and get that one.
So every time I drive past that sign,
wow.
I think you're going to go there and trade to get dogs. So I want to say to Dulux, personally, get us an ad.
Yeah.
But secondly, I think you've got a problem. Because people don't know it's about paint. They
no.
think it's about a big fluffy dog.
Yes.
And you're going to go there and you're going to swap dogs.
You can swap dogs.
Okay,
see you later.
That's all I have to say. My degree in marketing.
Hey, ladies, it's Pia Mum Dum from Brisbane.
Hi.
I just wanted to share something super embarrassing with you because I know that you'll appreciate it a lot. Yesterday I was picking up my pea shoot from school and she asked to borrow my phone so she could listen to Spotify as we were just getting out of the car park. Someone at school had introduced her to the song Mr. Hanky the Christmas Poo, unfortunately. And she wanted to listen to it.
I do not know this.
So I gave her my phone. and about,
I'm looking it
I'd
up.
Probably say 20 seconds, 30 seconds into it, she said, oh, the song's there, Mum, but it's not playing. And I had a look at it. The song actually was playing, but my phone was still connected to the speaker at work.
Oh, no!
So the software company that I work for was listening to Mr. Hanky the Christmas Poo. I'm not actually sure what's worse, the fact that my phone was still connected or the fact that they now think that I listen to Mr. Hanky the Christmas Poo on my Spotify playlist. The IT guy then sent me a message and said, Dom, just to let you know, your phone's still connected to the office. And I nearly died. Of all the songs, why did it have to be that one? Anyway, that actually happened yesterday.
That
I thought
is
you'd
the
appreciate
best.
It.
We really do.
Have a great week, peace.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
It says here, Mr. Hanky the Christmas Poo is the 9th episode of the first season of the American animated television series South Park.
Okay. Oh, peace.
Look it up,
peace. Send us these stories because my sides are sore. And I love, there is no funnier story than a pea shoot story.
Mr. Hanky, the Christmas poo, smiling when he comes from there. Sit on the toilet, here he comes. Squeeze in between your festive buns. From down below, spreading joy with a howdy. Send the love inside of you, cause he's a piece of
sorry, I just had to play it. I was like, what is this? Imagine they coming
at work. Just sitting there typing. Mr. Hanky, the Christmas poo.
I think for all of us that have children, pea shoots that have trouble, getting on the toilet, that could be one to listen to. That is a way to end the snap pea.
That is a way to end the snap pea. Before we go, please send us in your snap peas for International Pea Week.
Yes, we need IPW. Mother's Day stories.
Mother's Day stories, great stories,
the good,
about
the bad. Yep.
You being a pea mum,
yeah,
or being a pea sibling.
Yeah.
Whatever you want, we want to play them in that week leading up to our live show.
Yeah.
Please, please send them in if you can. Yep. I know someone sent us a beautiful email the other day and said, I couldn't speak this without crying.
Okay, so we're going to read it.
So that's fine too. Yeah, okay, we'll read it.
So you can send, so you can email us as well.
Yep, but look, what, we can't top Mr. Hanky the Christmas poo. We've been trumped by a shit. So rate and review, and we'll see you on Thursday.
Bye, peace.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and science of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author Elizabeth Gilbert about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.